Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
U.S. Ambassador to Vietnam David Scheer, along with the representatives of 25 other countries, sent a letter to the government of Vietnam requesting the humanitarian release of political prisoner Dinh Don Dinh. Vietnamese authorities' use of national security laws to imprison critics for peacefully expressing their political views is inconsistent with Vietnam's international obligations under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and commitments reflected in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the letter stated. The United States calls on the government of Vietnam to grant humanitarian release immediately to Dinh Don Dinh in light of the critical state of his health. Dinh Don Dinh was sentenced on August 9, 2012, to 6 years of imprisonment for producing anti-government propaganda. Mr. Dinh, 50 years old, has been incarcerated since his arrest in October 2011 for writing articles that raised environmental concerns and questioned the government-supported development of a bauxite mine in the Central Highlands region of Vietnam. The article allegedly rejected the Communist Party of Vietnam and the ethics of the state's founder, Ho Chi Minh. Ambassador Scheer signed a European Union-drafted letter calling for the immediate release of Mr. Dinh on humanitarian grounds, or, at a minimum, allow for his transfer to a public security hospital. Previous requests for suspending the sentence or transferring Mr. Dinh to a hospital with adequate treatment have been denied. The letter from the diplomatic missions also calls on the government of Vietnam to release unconditionally all prisoners of conscience and allow all Vietnamese to express their political views. Under international law, including treaties to which Vietnam is party, states must respect freedom of expression, including the peaceful expression of political views.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.